Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go today at the Red River Watershed Management Board annual conference or joint conference underway as we speak in Moorhead. We're visiting with Linda Vavra, the president of the Minnesota Association of Watershed Districts, also the Bois de Sioux Watershed District and manager with the Red River Watershed Management Board. You wear a lot of hats when we come to this meeting.
Yes, I do. I wear a lot of hats. I'm big in water, and I like to represent watersheds because they do such a fine job for us.
Talk to me from a statewide perspective. What are some of the priorities we have as we take a look at the issue of water management?
Well, I think that if we could take more of a watershed approach across this whole state, we would be better off because watersheds do one thing. They manage water. They don't have a lot of things on their plate like county commissioners do. So we can focus just mainly on water. And with the Minnesota Watersheds, we are kind of an advocacy group where we help to train watersheds, we work with watersheds, and we help to lobby for watershed issues down in the capital. And right now we're after bonding money for flood damage reduction because in the spring of the year, this is Minnesota and we do have flooding here. And we cannot get these projects done without money throughout the whole entire state.
Yeah, we think about what happens here on the Red, but certainly there's a lot of other parts of the state that have water management issues as well.
That they do. I think the only difference is the rest of the water in this state goes south, and it goes into water that's already thawed, where those of us here in the Red River Valley, our water goes to the north, and it flows into a frozen river across a frozen tundra that causes us tons of problems.
You've mentioned the bonding situation. No bonding was done last year. Really puts the emphasis on getting something done this session?
It really does. And I'm understanding that they're trying to work on two bonding bills. They have one going right now that would be for $20 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but yet and only of that $20 million, only $5 million of it for the Red River Valley. But right now, the Red River Valley could use $71 million just to complete the projects we already have started here.
It sounds like a lot of money, like you said, but it takes a lot when we're talking about these. These are pretty extensive projects.
They're very huge, extensive projects. The Bois de Sioux, which is my home watershed, is working on a project called the Red Path Project. And that project alone, when we started that project, the cost was going to be $25 million. Well, because of no bonding bills for the last many years, now the cost of that project is up to $52 million. It's a good project. It will store a lot of water and help us to manage the water on the Red River so that our neighbors to the north do not flood, meaning Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and on north. So a very important project. It'll also help our local farmers so that they can have better productive fields, and it'll take some of the pressure off in the homeland flooding. But these projects are not built just for flood damage reduction alone. They are also have many components. They clean up the water. They'll help to take sedimentation and clean up that water, and they also have natural resource enhancements. So a project is not built with just one plan in mind, but it does many, many things for that money.
Talking water today, Linda Vavra with us, again from the Minnesota Association of Watershed Districts, the Bois de Sioux Watershed, and of course the Red River Watershed Management Board. From Moorhead, I'm Don Wick with more farm news. We turn to the studio.